Hi, I'm Annie Pio, and I'm here on Supreme Master Television. Thank you so much for joining me. I am the author of Annie's Raw Food Desserts.
Welcome, charming viewers, to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. We're in the kitchen today with award-winning and best-selling author, Annie Pio. Her first cookbook, Annie's Raw Food Kitchen, was heralded as the Best Vegetarian Cookbook, USA 2007. Annie herself has been adorned with four Best of Raw 2008 awards. Among them are Best Chef. You might also recognize her from special guest appearances on The Travel Channel and Channel 7 ABC, or from magazines like Alternative Medicine, Oxygen, and Veg News. Aside from writing for The Huffington Post and catering vegan events for stars like Maroon 5, Annie hosts the Annie's Raw Food Kitchen Show, the award-winning number one uncooking show on YouTube. We're absolutely delighted to have the lovely Miss Annie Pio join us for a series of vegan dessert shows right out of the pages of her newest book, Annie's Raw Food Desserts.
And today, I'm going to show you how to make a wonderful cobbler with peaches and pistachios. So to start, I will start with my pistachio and medjool date crust. As I'm making it, you're going to notice that none of it is heated and none of it is going to be baked, which means that we can eat it right away. You just assemble and enjoy it. So what I'm going to start doing is I'm going to take my medjool dates, and I just love medjool dates. I'm in California, and right east of here in Palm Springs, there are lots of date farms. So for me, medjool dates are local. And they're just beautiful and really big, and they actually ripen like this on the tree. So I'm using a medjool date to sweeten my cobbler. It's sticky, so it's gonna be binding together my dry ingredient, which is my nuts. So this is a whole fruit, and I'm just gonna split it in half and pull out the seed. So I'm gonna measure out about a half of a cup of medjool dates. Medjool dates really taste like maple syrup to me. So I like this one because it's a semi-soft date, and so it's pretty sticky. You know, traditional cobbler crust is made with, flour, butter, sugar, eggs. But my cobbler crust is going to be made from pistachios, which are a whole food nut. So I'm going to place some pistachios in my food processor. And pistachios and all nuts are actually touted by the FDA as a superfood because they're high in omega-3 and they're high in vitamins A, C, and E and all these beautifying vitamins that actually help to rebuild the collagen matrix under our skin to keep our skin taut and to keep our skin looking really youthful and more moist and supple. Also, studies have found that the more nuts and seeds we enjoy, it actually lowers our cholesterol. You know, I get asked a lot about that. You know, what about the fats in nuts and seeds? But actually, the studies, if you look online, actually show that it actually strengthens our heart and our brain, and it provides all these nutrients that are really good for us. And so what I'm going to do with the pistachios is I'm going to process them a little bit just to break them down in the food processor. It's going to get loud for a second. My raw food, I'm actually replacing flour, which comes from wheat, and a lot of us actually have gluten allergies, and I'm using a flour that's made out of nuts and seeds, in this case, pistachio nuts. So I've processed them in the food processor, and then since our medjool dates are semi-soft and sticky, these dates are going to be what binds together our dry ingredients here. So I'm going to start by dropping a few of these dates in here. I'm going to drop them in gradually because the thing with raw food is because all the ingredients are fresh, every batch is going to vary from batch to batch. So if today's batch of medjool dates are more moist and sticky, then I won't actually need to use as many for it to bind together. So with raw food, you just sort of have to adjust as you go. I always recommend to people that we want to find variations between batches because it's a sign that we're starting from fresh ingredients. Because even on a tree, one apple may be tart, one apple may be sour, one apple may be juicy, and one may be dry and mealy. Okay, now I'm going to process this and bind it together into my crumble crust. Okay, and we'll see it's still a little bit powdery. So I'm just going to add in a couple more dates to help bind this a little bit more into our cobbler crust. So I'll put in a couple more dates and then give it another little process. You could actually do this all by hand by pre-chopping everything and then mixing it into a bowl all together by hand. Now that I've added a few more dates, the crust actually, it has a little bit of a binding to it. So you can see how it's gotten a little bit stickier. And so the texture is really very similar to a cooked cobbler texture. So what I'm going to do with half of this is I'm going to put it onto the bottom of a cobbler pan. So there's a sprinkle on half onto the bottom. And then we'll save a little bit to sprinkle on top. So it looks pretty. Okay, there we go. And that's it. And then I've already prepped some of our peaches. I've sliced about 4 of them to make about 4 cups of peaches. And then what I'm going to do now is I'm going to take a few tablespoons of agave syrup. And this is optional. So for people that don't want the added sugar, you don't need to use the agave, but I like agave just to give it an extra syrupy texture about it. I'm just going to toss my peaches in my agave. Well, the salt as well is optional. I actually forgot to put it in my cobbler, so I'll just sprinkle it on a little bit. But I guess I should have put it into the food processor. But again, it's like with all of my recipes, it's all optional. All of my recipes are just about using whole food ingredients. So you just want to use ingredients that are fresh and whole. Ideally in the summer, you know, when peaches are available, go to your local farmers market, support your local community, and use local fresh ingredients. Here in the U.S., our food travels about 1,400 miles from farm to table. So in that distance of traveling and all the handling of all the people and the factories and the packaging, and there's a lot of places where foodborne illness can actually contaminate the food. So it is actually more beneficial to buy locally and seasonally, like this beautiful peach. It's packed full of vitamins and minerals. It's at its peak. And also the flavor profile is just amazingly delicious when it's local and seasonal. So you're actually getting more for your money. And so the magic ingredient here that I'm going to put into the peaches is a vanilla bean. And so vanilla bean can be quite expensive, but it's so worth it to me. It smells incredible, but if you want, and sometimes when I'm in a time crunch, I will actually use alcohol-free vanilla extract. So I'll show you how to de-seed this. You want to lay it down on your cutting board. I'm using a ceramic knife for those of you who are wondering why my knife is white. I prefer ceramic knives because they don't oxidize your produce as quickly. And also, you don't need to sharpen a ceramic knife. And so I cut this in half, and when you look inside, there's tons of little seeds, and these are the vanilla bean seeds. And so the way to get it out is to take a blunt knife or a spoon. You just want to run it along the cut edge, and you gather up all the seeds. So these are all the vanilla bean seeds. And vanilla bean is really an essence. So I'm going to put this into my peaches, and then we're going to mix it around. I'll do the other half. And then what I like to do with this bark that's left over from the vanilla bean, it has a really strong smell of vanilla. So I like to actually put it into my glass jars with my nuts and seeds. Ooh, look at that. You can see all the vanilla beans in there mixing up. And that's why when you get a really good, vanilla ice cream, it has all those little black seeds in it. Look at that, it's beautiful. And it smells so good. And vanilla is actually known to be an aphrodisiac. It's supposed to release endorphins in your brain and make us feel really happy and in love and everything. So I recommend using it if you're making a special someone sweet. And then also when I make a smoothie, I'll use a high-speed blender. And so in that blender, I'll throw the bark in because it'll just pulverize the bark and it still tastes like vanilla. So now that I've mixed the peaches with the vanilla and the agave, I'm gonna top my crust. With the peaches. And then I'm gonna take the rest of my cobbler crust topping and just sprinkle it on top. And that's it. And I promise you that when you put this out, people aren't even gonna ask if it's raw or cooked. They're just gonna eat it because it's so delicious and they're just gonna love it. Wow. So this looks just like a cooked cobbler, right? Like you could never guess that this is not cooked. It just looks delicious. And that's it. So, there's a kitten with me in the kitchen. So since this is a home kitchen, it's okay. And even at my house, my dog's always in my kitchen and she's always underfoot because I always drop things on the floor and she's my vacuum cleaner. So she'll just eat everything up for me. She's my compost bin and my vacuum cleaner. So that's the meowing that you hear. There is a cat underfoot. And she's excited about the raw cobbler that we just made. So here was our lovely pistachio peach cobbler. It smells so delicious. It smells like vanilla and pistachio. It's absolutely delicious. It was made with peaches, pistachio, and dates, and vanilla bean. That was about it. So this came out of my new book, Annie's Raw Food Desserts, on page 95. So you'll see the photo looks like our beautiful cobbler. And and this is my new book. And for more recipes and information on me, please visit my website, anniepio.com. That's A-N-I-P-H-Y-O.com. And make sure to come back to Supreme Master Television for another cooking show with me. And I'll see you soon. Bye.
And now please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Between Master and Disciples. May the sweetness and smiles bring sunshine to your days.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.